¿De dónde proviene toda la maldad que ocurre en el mundo? ¿Los monstruos nacen o se hacen? ¿Hay algo que detone o prevenga esa maldad? Soy Jessica Borja y te invito a escuchar Los monstruos no viven bajo tu cama, un podcast presentado por el programa Sound Up que investiga el origen de la violencia en mi país, tomando como punto de partida tres casos paradigmáticos que estremecieron a México en los últimos años. Escúchalo gratis en Spotify.
Oh, well. If I'm gonna go crazy, I might as well go all the way. I'm gonna start recording so I can make my therapist happy. I might as well try it out, okay? It feels kind of dumb. Really dumb as hell. But what's dumb when you're already going crazy? This house is filled with equal parts junk and equal parts dust. Ugh. Not really sure if these are the thoughts that I should be recording, but I'm going to clean this house. I mean, I thought it'd be in bad condition, but this is really bad. I mean, as in, like, horrible. Thanks a lot, Pops. No, I mean, seriously. What do you think leaving me this house would accomplish? One grand gesture, and I would forgive and forget our shitty past. Damn it, I won't be able to sell this place in the condition it's in. I should have never accepted it in the first place. I guess this is dumb, but I thought this place would bring me closer to my dad. I don't know why. It would let me see a side of him I'd never seen. But instead, I find a house that's falling apart and that no one has paid attention to for years. Oh, right, in a cassette tape. Couldn't even leave me a CD. Unbelievable, Dad. You don't know the whole truth. Yeah, he used to say that. I know. I know that you're crazier than I thought you were. Locked up in here, taping a bunch of lies while this dirty house fell apart around you. Oh, good, great. Another tape. Okay, how many of these stupid things did you tape, Dad? I really don't have time for another rant right now. Did he do anything other than tape himself? Well, maybe his therapist told him to tape himself as well. Okay. Why does it say A? Who's A? Okay, that's enough cleaning for now. Also, that's enough recording for the day. Hope you enjoyed listening to me cleaning, Doc. I'm sorry, I just wish I wasn't so damn curious, but I really need to listen to this tape right now.
I could tell you this in person, and where do I start? I'm sorry for not being there for you. I wanted to be a presence in your life, but there was always too much work. Your mom was always there, though. She raised you, and I'm so grateful for that. But it meant me being away and her always being present. And it means you never hurt my side. Your mom spent years telling you I was the crazy one in the family. But the truth is your mom was the unstable one and a liar. She never told you you had a twin sister named Daniela.
Oh, come on, Dad. A twin sister? Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Oh.
Honey, are you okay?
Yeah. You won't believe what I just heard.
In the house? Hey, you have to remember it's an old house and sometimes those houses...
No, it's not in the house. It doesn't matter anyway. It's not true and it's just another lie.
Oh, okay, Anna. Who's lying to you?
Rodolfo. My dad.
What did your dad say?
He said I have a twin sister.
What?
Do you remember those tapes the lawyer gave me?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it turns out he left me a few of them. On one of them, he tells me my mom was crazy and never bothered to tell me I have a twin sister named Daniela.
Daniela.
Did you listen to that? Like, did you hear what I just said? I have to go. Someone's at the door.
Are you expecting someone?
I'm gonna see who it is. I'll call you later.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Lourdes, your neighbor.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So I was just stopping by to see if I can help.
No, I'm good. Thanks, though.
You sure? I'm sure you're very...
I'm good, really. Perfect.
Well, listen. Anything you need, anything at all, I'm here. It's a big house and so empty. A person could get really lonely in here.
I'm really busy, but thank you so much for asking. I don't need anything. I just need to get back to cleaning so I can sell this house.
Sell? You're going to sell the house? Oh, I mean, not that you can't sell the house. It's just, are you sure you want to sell the house? This was your father's house.
Okay, but it's my house now, and I can do whatever I want with it.
Sure. Of course you can. It's your house. I just don't think your dad meant for you to sell it.
There's no real way to ask him, huh? On account of him being dead and all. Okay, then. So, like I said, I'm pretty busy.
Of course. I let you go. I meant it, though. Whatever you need, I'm right next door. Trust me. I know what you're going through.
Thanks. My God, what's the deal with that woman? Okay. I'm gonna record this. So I haven't brought this up yet, but this is definitely a subject for you, Doc. I have a really weird neighbor named Lourdes. And she had some sort of relationship with my father, and she's always poking around, acting weird. So I figured I'd record this, and, yep, that's it. That's all for now. I have to go finish listening to those tapes now. See what other secrets my dad has in store for me.
Your mom is in denial. She thinks that denying the existence of your sister will make her disappear. But life doesn't work that way. Your sister is out there. Daniela is out there, and I have to find her. I have a feeling she's in the house, here at Valle de Bravo.
What was that? Oh my God, I swear to God that this door opened on its own. What is this? So this is what you taped all these cassettes with. Oh, Well, this room is disgusting as well. You really had a theme going on here, Dad. I just don't understand. How did you end up like this? All alone in this filthy room with this broken recorder. Tape after tape after tape of fantasy. Daniela, May 2004. Huh, I wonder what's on this tape. Daniela, October 2004. What was so special about 2004? 2004. Oh my God, that's right. That's the year he got out of jail. B. The cassette the lawyer gave me had the letter S on it. Oh my God, I'm so confused. This is confusing. But these he taped for his fictional daughter, Daniela, they're... I wonder.
Today is October 1st, 2004. My name is Rodolfo Mendez, and this is my 12th attempt to record my daughter, Daniela, as proof that she's living in the house. Daniela, if you're here, please show yourself again. Daniela, please say something. Anything.
Oh my God, for a second I thought I was gonna hear something. Oh wow, I gotta hand it to you, Dad. I almost believed you. I know now for sure that he was crazy. Oh shoot. Diego. Hey, I'm sorry. I got distracted with my dad's crazy shit.
That excuse is already getting old.
Yeah, I know. I'm fine, I promise. It's just that I found this extra room. And it had all this junk and this old recording equipment and a bunch of tapes labeled Daniela. I don't think I realized how ill my dad was. I think he was trying to record her voice, Diego. Because he claims that she appears to him.
Anna.
Did you hear that? She appears to him, and so he's trying
Anna,
to get...
Anna, stop. I was thinking about what you said about Daniela.
What's up?
You remember when your mom was sick, she used to talk about Daniela, right?
Uh-huh.
There were even times when she would call you Daniela.
Yeah, that's true.
Anna, you remember that?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't remember until you said it, but yeah, she used to scream, Daniela. Oh, shoot, Diego. I'm so confused. All of this info being thrown at me, and I have no idea what...
Are you recording everything like the therapist told you?
Yeah, of course I am.
Why don't you come home to the city? You don't have to finish cleaning right now. You can wait and you can relax and get your mind right.
No, I think I'm going to stay here a couple more days. I need some time alone for me. And to be honest, for us too.
Remember, this is going to take time. You can hurry the process. Step by step.
No, Diego, I have to do this by myself.
I hear you.
If at any moment I get overwhelmed, promise I'll tell you.
Seriously, Anna? Anna?
Do you think the photos were of Daniela?
What?
The photo. Remember the photo I sent you of the little girl? The one with the birthmark? Do you think it could be her?
We shouldn't jump to any conclusions. We have no idea why your mom said what she said. She was very sick at the time. Maybe she imagined it. Baby, what's going on?
I don't know. No. I don't know. It's just that it's so much. This whole thing made me... It makes me think about my mom. I miss her so much. I came here looking for... I just feel like I'm so alone. She was so sick, and I just thought she was hallucinating. But now, I mean, come on, like, think about it. I have no idea what's real and what's fake. And everywhere I turn, it feels like the floor is moving underneath me. I feel like I'm not in control, like my dad.
No, of course not.
And maybe I'm going... Whatever clues I'm missing have to be in these cassettes, the letters on the tape. I mean, they're a code. They're a code, right? Like, you can see it as I see it, too. So the answer I'm looking for is exactly on those tapes. I know that.
Possibly. But it could be...
Okay, I'm gonna go. I gotta go.
Call me when you wake up, okay?
Yeah. Good night, Dio. There had to be one. Okay, this I'm gonna definitely record. I know I have a lot more to learn about my past and my family. And there's more to this, and I need to keep digging. And I mean literally digging, since it seems my dad has been hiding tapes all over the house. This one has another letter on it. Let me see. This one is labeled H. Okay, and the other ones have a letter B and an O. Huh.
Anna, I wanted to tell you the truth so long ago, but your mother wanted to keep you in the dark. I wanted to be honest with you, not for me, but for you, so you could know the truth. But your mother wouldn't allow it. She preferred a pretty lie to an ugly truth. She didn't want to admit what she did. What she did to your sister, Daniela.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
I swore I'd find her myself. That's why I came here. It's been years, and I listen to her every now and then. But I can't figure out where.
What is that? It's coming from the bathroom. Yeah, maybe I left the water running after my shower. Wait, I haven't showered today. How could I expect someone to be here? What's wrong with me? Oh my God, I'm a hot mess. Of course, the pipes in this house are just like everything else. They're just busted. That's what it is. They probably just turn on by themselves, that's it. Okay. You really thought there was someone in here, Anna. You're losing it. Okay, just get it right. There's no one in here. You have nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. But just to be sure, I'll go ahead and make sure that everything's locked up, because, yeah, I'm gonna do that. There's nothing out there. Nothing at all. I'm alone in the house. It's an old house. They make noises. It's an old house. Just try to get some sleep and stop being afraid of everything, okay? Just relax. Just relax. Hello?
¿De dónde proviene toda la maldad que ocurre en el mundo? ¿Los monstruos nacen o se hacen? ¿Hay algo que detone o prevenga esa maldad? Soy Jessica Borja y te invito a escuchar Los monstruos no viven bajo tu cama, un podcast presentado por el programa Sound Up que investiga el origen de la violencia en mi país, tomando como punto de partida tres casos paradigmáticos que estremecieron a México en los últimos años. Escúchalo gratis en Spotify.